Chapter 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem, at Bethpage and Bethany, close by the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go to the village facing you, and as you enter it, you will at once find a tethered colt that no one at all has yet ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing that?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here at once.'" They went off and found a colt tethered near a door in the open street, and they untied it. Some of the bystanders said, "What are you doing, untying that colt?" They gave the answer Jesus had told them, and the men let them go. Then they took the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on its back, and he mounted it. Many people spread their clothes on the road, and others greenery which they had cut in the fields. And those who went ahead and behind kept crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who is coming in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of David our father. Hosanna in the highest heavens." He entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had surveyed it all, as it was late by now, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he felt hungry. Seeing a fig tree in leaf some distance away, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. But when he came up to it, he found nothing on it but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he addressed the fig tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard this. So they reached Jerusalem, and he went into the temple and began driving out those who were selling and buying there. He upset the tables of the money changers and the seats of the dove sellers. Nor would he allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he taught them and said, "Does not Scripture say, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all peoples'? But you have turned it into a bandit's den." This came to the ears of the chief priests and the scribes, and they tried to find some way of doing away with him. They were afraid of him, because the people were carried away by his teaching. And when evening came, he went out of the city. Next morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered to the roots. Peter remembered and said, "Look, Rabbi, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Be pulled up and thrown into the sea,' with no doubt in your heart, but believing that what you say will happen, it will be done for you. I tell you, therefore, everything you ask and pray for, believe that you have it already, and it will be yours. And when you stand in prayer, forgive whatever you have against anybody, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your failings too." They came to Jerusalem again, and as Jesus was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him, and they said to him, "By what authority do you do these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven, or was it of human origin? Answer me that." And they discussed among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But should we say of human origin?" They were afraid of the people, for everyone held that John had truly been a genuine prophet. So in answer to Jesus, they said, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things.